Your question, please. Switch four.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah?
I need to tell you something.
I'm sorry?
I need to tell you something. Can you understand me?
I can hear you. This is York Regional Police.
Yeah, I know. Can you understand me?
I can hear you, yes.
Yeah, I need to tell you something. I have 5 people hostage right now, and I want $250 million.
Okay.
Do you want the address to drop off the money?
Okay, what's your name?
Don't worry about that. Do you want them killed, or do you want me to get, or do you want to give me the money?
York Regional Police Communications, Adam speaking.
Hello?
Yes, sir. How may I help you?
I just got redirected here. I don't know. I was telling the other lady how I have 5 people hostage and I want $250 million.
Sorry?
What?
You have how many people hostage?
5. Do you want
5
me killed
people?
Or do you want to give me the money?
Well, you're going to have to let me know where you have them, sir.
I have, you want to know the address? You're going to drop off the money?
Absolutely.
All right.
We need a starting point, though.
All right. Well, I want the money dropped off at, in front of the house, the address that I tell you.
Okay.
I want as many police as you can bring.
Okay.
And if I only see 2 cops at the house, I'm just going to kill them all and leave.
Okay,
and I want
so
to get away car.
What's the address, sir?
4 Morocco.
Sorry?
4.
Number 4?
Yeah, as in space. Morocco. Drive.
And that's in Richmond Hill?
Yep. I want $250 million and I want to get away car.
And you have 5 people hostage?
Yep. I have bombs strapped on me, and I have 3 submachine guns ready to kill. And if I don't see the money within 20 minutes, I'm going to kill them and kill whoever's there.
Okay, well, you have to give me a bit of time here, okay?
Nope, not waiting.
So in 20 minutes?
I want the money now. I'm not waiting 20 minutes, I'm waiting 10. I want it now. You need to send the money?
Absolutely, sir, but we have to send people. We have to get... You want more than 2 officers. It's going to take some time to get them together.
Well, I want more than 2. I want 15, 20. I want them to give me the money and then give me a getaway car and just let me go. And no one will get hurt.
Can I get your name?
No.
And you want $250 million?
Correct.
Can I get a phone number in case
nope.
We get cut off? Is there like a cell phone, anything?
I will tell the number when I see cops here.
Okay, just bear with me, okay?
I'm about to hang up. Hurry up.
Stay on the phone with me, okay? Please don't hang
no.
up. My name's Adam, sir. Please don't hang up, okay?
No. I want my $250 million in 10 minutes off. They're dead.
And you're at 4 Morocco Drive.
Yep.
Okay. So, listen.
I don't see my money. Where is it?
Pardon me, sir?
Where's my money?
Sir, we have to get it to you.
Well, I'm waiting for it. Hurry up. I want to get it in the car, too. And if you guys try to chase me at all, I will explode the car.
I'm just having a hard time hearing you because your voice is distorted.
Well, that sucks for you. I want the fucking money now.
Okay, sir. You want $250 million, but we have to get it to you. We have to drive it to you.
Well,
Believe me.
I want cops there. I want cops there to make sure that I do not get arrested or anything. And they give me the getaway car or else I'll explode. I'll explode everywhere and kill them.
How many bombs do you have attached to you?
I have 18.
18 bombs?
Yes, and I have them surrounded around the house, so if you try to get near me without dropping off the money, I will explode.
So 18 that are attached to you, but there is others around the house, sir?
Correct. I'm about to kill someone so I don't get my money in 10 minutes.
Is there any way that I could talk to one of the hostages just to know that they're okay?
Nope.
I can't hear a voice, nothing. I don't need a name. All I need to know is that they're okay.
They're not okay.
They're not okay?
Let's just say that.
Whereabouts are they right now?
They're inside the house, hiding, and I have them strapped with bombs everywhere. And have duct tape on so no one can hear them.
You have duct tape on them?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Sir, can you
$150 million.
Yeah. Okay, don't worry, sir. We're going to get lots of help there, okay?
All right, I'm hanging up now.
You're going to hang up now? And there's no way that you're going to give me a phone number or anything like that? We
no,
already have an address, sir, so it's no different if you give me a number.
You will get the number once I see cops there in the morning.
Okay, once you get the money and the police officers there, you will give me a phone number? How are we going to talk at that point?
I will call back and you will hear me and we will talk.
Okay, sir.
And if I don't get the money...
Stay on the phone with me as long as you can.
I'm just telling you right now, I know you're trying to trace my number, but it's not going to happen, sir.
Sir, we can't trace your number.
Why not?
I don't have a starting point.
All right, we'll win for the cost of the money right now. Well, they're going to die, and the whole house is going to die, and probably explode some other people's houses and all that, so.
Okay. So you won't let me talk with any of the hostages?
No.
As a good faith measure? Not hear a voice, anything like that?
No.
You know, you're asking $250 million from me, and you're asking for some of my officers, which we have no problem sending to you, but I would like maybe an act of good faith so I could hear a voice.
Why? Why does it matter?
Why does it matter? I mean, it matters a lot. It's a human life.
Well, you want them dead?
Pardon me, sir?
Do you want them dead?
No, I do not want them dead. That's why I want to hear their voice.
Send me
they're okay.
Send me the money. Send me the money.
We're going to, sir, but we have to get there. But while we're driving there...
It's been 10 minutes.
An act of good faith. You told me 20 minutes, sir, and we will get there as soon as we can. We're on our way.
Well, I don't believe you, sir.
Well,
we're up to knock.
I have no reason to lie, sir.
I could explode this whole house right now.
Pardon me?
If I do not get the money. I could explode this whole house right now.
Your voice is distorted, and I'm having a real hard time hearing you, the more excited that you get, sir. You still with me?
Yeah.
Okay. And you sure you don't want to let me talk to anybody?
No, they're too special for your gay ass.
Pardon me?
Fuck off, bitch.
Why? This isn't helping anything, sir.
Well, you're not sending the money, so I'm getting mad.
Well, I understand you're getting mad, sir, but I can't send you money. We can't teleport it there, sir. We have to physically drive there. Do you know that we don't have access to $250 million at the drop of a hat. We do have to get this money.
All right, then bring the police and then get the money and we can talk. And then once the money's there,
okay, and that's fine. And again, we are going to do that. But
just tell the police not to come near the house.
Well, how are they going to talk to you?
No, they can talk to me by phone. Like, I will give a number. I will get one.
Okay.
Okay.
I hear what you're saying. That makes sense. Okay. So you're going to call back when you see the officers, and then you're going to give us a phone number so we can talk about other conditions and arrangements.
Yes. And then I want the $250 million in the getaway car once I call back and all that.
Okay. Oh, sorry. I did, and you do want to get? Is there any specific type of car you want?
I want. No, I don't really care.
You don't care? No, no. I'm just wondering if you want like an SUV, something fast, something not. You're in the driver's seat here.
All right.
You're the one with the demands. I'm the one that's just trying to make them happen. Okay.
Yep.
So we're okay. Again, you don't have to. I'm not trying to trick you with any questions or anything like that. But you are in this house, right?
Why? Why does it matter?
No, no. Sir, because we want to talk to you.
You
if we go to the wrong house,
I will explode the house right now if you keep bothering me with those questions.
With which questions, sir? And I'll stop asking them.
Those questions. Asking if I'm in the house, asking for the number and all that.
Okay. Do you see the officers yet?
Nope. I'm not looking through the window yet.
Okay, there's lots and lots of help coming. We have more
right,
than two
so
officers coming.
How long will it take to get my getaway car and my money?
How long will it take you to get the money? I'm going to say it's just driving time, sir. Like, we're in Richmond Hill. We're just, it's... I know this sounds funny, but it's nighttime traffic. We do have to drive there.
Well, it's taking a long time. I'm getting pretty mad.
Well, no, but the reason why it is because we had multiple officers on other calls that we had to take off because you demanded that you wanted more than two officers.
Yeah, I want over 15, and if I don't get them, then if I don't see any, then they're dying.
Okay. And again, you're not going to let me talk to any of them?
Nope, they're not even close to me. By the way, they have bombs strapped onto them, too.
Who has a bomb strapped onto them? The hostages?
Correct.
Okay, so the hostages also have a bomb strapped to them?
Mm-hmm. With one button, I will explode this whole house.
Sir, you don't want to do that. That's not going to get you your $250 million.
Well, if I don't see it soon, then that will happen.
Okay, sir. So, officers are very close. $250 million we were going to bring. Now, you told me that you have bombs strapped to the hostages. You told me at the first that there's five hostages. You had 18 bombs strapped to you.
Well, I see only one cop.
You see one cop. Sir, they're not all coming together at once. They will be coming. There's multiple units coming.
Well, I want more than one cop.
Okay, and you're going to see more than one cop, sir. The
officers
are...
Help, tell the if he comes near the house. Tell if he comes near the house at all, I will explode.
Okay, so where do you want them to stand? You want them to stand outside?
In the street.
So you don't want them to come to the house?
I don't want them to. No.
Okay. Is there anything else you need, sir? Do you need food? Do you need water?
I need some drugs.
You need drugs? What type of drugs? Do you need recreational drugs?
I need some heroin.
Okay, sorry. What type of drugs did you need?
I need some marijuana.
You want marijuana?
Yes.
How much marijuana do you want?
I want 5 pounds.
Are we talking grams, ounces?
Pounds.
Pounds? How many pounds?
5.
Anything else?
I'll let you on top. Waiting.
Sir, we have one on Lastly Street, another at Elgin Mills and Lastly. We have 6 units coming to see you. Each car is going to have at least 2 officers in it.
Well, I want more cops.
Okay, well, that's all we have in Richmond Hill right now. So they're all coming. You're going to start seeing them pull into the subdivision any minute. Now, is there any other demands? Sorry? Sir?
Yes.
Sir, is there any other demands? Is there any place that you want the money left?
I want the money dropped in front of the house when I call back.
Okay, so listen. I've sent you officers. I've sent money with officers. I've sent you more than 2 officers. I've listened to all your demands. Please, as an act of good faith, let me hear a voice of a hostage. It doesn't have to be any words. All it has to be is a sound, just a sound, something different than your voice, just so I know they're safe.
Well, I don't see any more cops, so why should I do something for you?
Sir, they're there. They're all rolling in. They're all rolling into your. I'm looking at a map right now, a GPS map, and they're all coming into your area right now.
Nope, don't see them. Oh, now I see second call.
Okay, so they're coming.
Yeah,
you see lots now, right? I see at least 3 cars are physically there now.
Okay. Well, I'm waiting.
Okay. So. Are you going to come out and talk?
No, I'm not coming out. You think I'm retarded?
No, sir, I never... All I want to know is how we're going to communicate with you to give you the money.
I will call you back, or we can talk now, and then...
Okay.
And then they give me the money. We will go over that.
And where do you want the car left?
I want the car... right on the street, and watch cops drive off. Do not want them near me.
So you want the car there once the officers drive away?
Yes. Once they give me the $250 million, they drop it off. They drive off with my car just sitting there, and I leave like nothing happened.
Okay. So I'm assuming at some point, sir, you're going to have to communicate with an officer.
Well, I want SWAT trucks, but I don't see any, so.
You told me that you didn't want them to leave the cars. You didn't want them coming off the road onto the property. So
well,
I've told them they're not to leave their cars.
All right, well, I want SWAT trucks.
Sorry?
I want some SWAT trucks.
You want salt trucks?
SWAT.
Oh, you want SWAT trucks?
Yes,
okay,
I want 2 SWAT trucks. 1 or 2 SWAT trucks so I could feel safer.
Okay, that's going to take a little bit of time.
How long?
How long? I'm going to
yes.
say at least another 20 minutes, sir.
Not waiting 20 minutes.
Okay, well, I don't have any way to get these people there without... or meeting that 20-minute point. I'm very sorry.
10 minutes, trouble.
10 minutes? Okay, but now the officers are outside, sir.
No, put them back in. I'm shooting.
So you don't want to see regular officers. You want ERU?
Yes. Those cops come out, I will, like they come near me, I will shoot and explode the house.
So if the uniform officers attend, you're going to harm hostages?
Yep. Oh, I see a roadblock right now.
Sir, how do you know the hostages?
Don't worry about that. Why do I see a roadblock?
Sorry?
Why do I see a roadblock?
A roadblock? Well,
yes.
Because they're blocking off... other traffic coming in. They don't want people that may live in the area to come home right now because we're dealing with you and you only. You're calling all the shots, and we're dealing with you.
I don't want a roadblock when I'm leaving. Hello?
Yes, sir.
I was about to hang up.
Don't hang up on me. Stay with me.
I know you're paying
I'm the communication right now. I'm the bridge between you and the office.
I am not an idiot. I know you're trying to trace my call.
Sir, I can't trace your call.
You can. I know you can.
Sir, on my daughter's life, I am not trying to trace your call. All I'm trying to do is keep you talking to me. Because if you're talking to me...
I know you. I know you. And you know me. But you
I know you and you know me?
Yes.
Where have we met? Sir?
What's this say somewhere?
Is there something other than sir I can call you?
Nope.
Be whatever. No? You would like to be called sir?
Yep.
I have no problem addressing you as that. I just wasn't sure if you appreciated that. You still with me?
Yep.
You are still with me?
I'm waiting for the SWAT trucks.
The SWAT trucks, like I said, it's going to take some time to get them there, sir.
Well, did you send them over?
They're on their way. They're coming.
How long?
How long? I said it's going to be at least 20 minutes.
Why so long?
Why so long? Because they're not physically in Richmond Hill at this point.
So why can't they speed?
No, sir, they are, but they can't get around. If there's 8 lanes of traffic or 4 lanes of traffic and cars are going both ways, it takes time. We can't do 100 kilometers an hour through traffic. We do have to adhere to the rules of the road and make sure other people are safe.
Well, I'm not waiting 20 minutes, sorry.
Okay, well, how long do you want to wait?
5-10 minutes.
Another 10 minutes?
At least. No more.
Sorry, sir? Again, with the distorted voice, I have a hard time hearing when your voice is low.
What, do you want me to change my voice or something?
No. I don't want you to change anything. I just want you to talk like a little more forceful.
Don't tell me what to do.
Sir, I'm not. I'm just so I can help you. That's all. You talk the way you want. All I'm trying to do is help you.
So how many police
What's going on right now?
I don't know. I am not in my window or anything like that. I hear the police talking, though. Why are they talking? Where is my money?
Why are who talking, sir?
I hear
the people,
talking.
The officers on the road?
Yep.
The officers are out on the road because you told me that you did not want them to come onto your property. You wanted
yes,
to wait
I know.
Until
I know
our
that.
SWAT team showed up. And again, that's going to take some time.
Well, how about this? I get one of your SWAT trucks once it comes. That is what I want for my getaway car.
Okay, so you want one of our SWAT vehicles as your getaway car?
Correct.
Okay, we're making ground here. Okay, so right now we have, what you want is a SWAT vehicle,
mm-hmm.
a pound of marijuana,
mm-hmm.
$250 million,
mm-hmm.
and you want this delivered out front of the house by who, though? You tell me who.
I will get one of my hostages to go out.
Sorry, what's that going on up in the background?
One sec. Hello?
I'm still here, sir.
Yeah. Hello?
So you're only going to deal with our SWAT team?
Hmm?
You only want to deal with our SWAT team, right?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay. So how are you going to talk with someone there? I just want to know how I get this SWAT person to talk to you.
You will talk to them, and then, yeah.
Okay, but I'm physically talking to you. I want you to be able to talk to them. Is there a way that you will communicate with the officers once they're there?
Nope, not talk to them. And I only see about 5 cop cars, and I wanted more, so where are they?
We have at least 4 more uniform cars coming, sir, and we also have our SWAT team coming. Okay, but again, it takes some time to physically drive there.
They can't just drive a helicopter there and get us and get there.
Did you want the helicopter, sir?
No, I don't.
Okay, so that's fine.
How long will it take for the helicopter to come?
Is that a dog in the background?
Maybe.
Maybe? Okay. Is everything okay with the dog? What kind of dog is it?
Why do I see the cops going around the houses?
Sorry?
I see the cops going around the house.
But not around your house.
Yes, I do.
Whereabouts do you see them?
You guys are going around the houses, and I'm about to go around mine. Stop right now before I explode. I will right now. I'm not messing around.
So you don't want them walking around any house?
No, I want them to stay in the street.
I'm just getting word to them now, okay?
I'm getting mad.
I understand, sir, but you got to understand that because you don't want to talk to anyone that's physically there, there is a small time delay between what you tell me and what I can tell them. Okay? So it's going to take a minute or so to get them to move. Okay, where do you see the officers? Which house are they surrounding? It can't be your house, because I physically told them not to go on
your
property.
They're going around every house that's near me and near my property.
Okay, but they're not physically on your house, right?
Hmm?
Okay, so you do have to understand that for our SWAT team to show up, they need to know that they're not going there to something that they're going to get harmed.
Well, I don't see the SWAT coming here soon.
Sir, I told you they have to drive there, and it's going to take some time. Sir, I've given you everything so far you've asked
about. That was 13 minutes ago.
I understand, but I told you it's going to take up to 20 minutes.
Yep, I got to hang up.
Don't hang up on me, sir. Stay with me.
Yep,
nothing gets accomplished. Pardon me, sir?
You're not listening.
I'm listening. I'm listening to you, sir. I'm the one. I'm the bridge between you and the officer.
You are telling the police to go around houses when I said not to.
Absolutely not, sir. I'm telling them to stay off your... I'll tell you exactly what I told them.
But they're going around other houses. They're going around other houses, and I want them to stay on the street.
Okay, and I did say to them that you know that they're going around the other houses, and you want them to stop before you set the bomb off, and the officers are to stay on the street. Like I said, there's a time delay, sir. I'm not specifically talking to these officers. So information, there's a relay time. Everything you're telling me, I'm telling them. I give you my word. Is there a way that I can help you out here? Is there something that I can do that's going to make you happier?
Mm-hmm.
Because it sounds like you're getting upset with me, and I don't want that to happen. I think we had built a little rapport there. So what is it that I can do for you? I have, like I said, I have a pound of marijuana coming. I have our SWAT team, as you requested. The officers have not stepped on your property, as you asked of me. What else can I do to show good faith?
I really do see the cops going around the house still, so I'm about to hang up.
Okay, but hanging up isn't going to change where they are. For you to talk to them, you need to stay... you should talk to me.
Well, I see them going around houses still. Tell them to stop right now.
Okay, like, I'm not telling you what to do, sir, honestly. I just have no other way to put it that I'm the bridge between you and the officers. What you say to me, I say to them. Okay, you want to call me once the officers get there, right?
No, I'm waiting for SWAT.
So once I do get our SWAT team assembled and coming to see you, how do you want them to speak with you?
I will call you, then you can transfer me to them or something like that.
Okay, so once they get there, I'm going to transfer you to them, and then you will talk to them personally?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, how long?
Like I said, we're driving right now. I see a unit at Woodbine and almost Lastly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sir, the five hostages that you have with you, who are they? Are they people that you know? Are they family members?
Well, if they, I know them.
You know them?
Yes.
Okay. So there are people that are in your life then?
They're not really in my life, no.
Okay. How do you know them?
I know them from drugs.
From drugs?
Yes.
Okay. So now are these drug dealers, or are these just people that you know that you've, you know, spent time in your life together, and now that they're your hostages?
Must have said dealers.
They're dealers? Okay.
Yep.
Now, do any of them have drugs on them right now to help you out until we get your marijuana to you?
I don't know.
Did you want to ask them? I don't mind waiting.
I'm not talking to them.
Okay, so you don't want to talk to them about anything, right? You don't want to ask them any questions.
Can you please tell me why I still see police going around houses?
I told you that we aren't going to have our ERU team or SWAT team come until the scene has been secured. Okay? Now,
we'll tell them not to be on my property, and we're fine.
Okay, and I told them not to be on your property, but what I also want to know is what type of bombs are these? Like, I know you told me you have 18 bombs strapped to you. You have other bombs in the house to what you call booby trap. What type of bombs are we talking about?
Don't you know?
Sorry?
Don't you already know?
Don't I already? No, honestly, sir, I don't.
Why not?
Why not? I'm not there.
Well,
I'm not there,
well,
sir. Do you know what type of bombs you have strapped to you? Like, are we talking a pipe bomb? I don't know a lot about bombs, sir.
Let's just say I have a really powerful bomb.
Really powerful bomb? Now, again, you've been honest with me all throughout the conversation, and I appreciate that. Are the hostages, do they have bombs physically strapped to them?
Mm-hmm.
They do as well.
Yep.
So each person, each individual person plus yourself has a bomb strapped to them.
Yeah,
the house also has bombs.
Yes, they have pipe bombs strapped onto their legs, arms, and neck.
Okay, so pipe bombs strapped to their arms, legs, and neck.
Yep.
Okay, so, all right. We have, again, lots of units coming, sir. They're still not on your property, right? I can't see them, so you got to tell me. Still not on your property?
I don't know. I'm not looking through the window right now because I do not want them to see me.
Okay. Okay. So, is there any... you are at this 4 Morocco Drive address, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, we have officers there. Again, I'm having a hard time getting our SWAT team... like, it's very hard to patch a call from you to them with me here.
Well, it's been 21 minutes so far, and I don't see any SWAT.
Okay, but you do see additional officers, sir. Like I told you, they weren't in Richmond Hill. I'm not going to lie to you, sir. I haven't lied to you yet. They're not in Richmond Hill. It's going to take them some time to drive there.
Well, I'm getting really mad.
Okay, well, I don't want you to get mad, but the conditions so far that you've asked, we've met, I believe, 3 of the 4. But there's no way for us to drop off money until our SWAT team gets there. And again, I didn't realize what time it was. And because of rush hour traffic, we're just not having a good time getting there. We're coming. But it's taking some time. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to say we're 2 minutes out, we're 3 minutes out. And then I'm not questioning your intelligence.
You
sound like a smart
man. You lied to me. You said that they were going to be here in 20 minutes. It's been 22 minutes so far.
That's what I was told, sir. I'm looking on my map now, and that's why I don't want to give you a time anymore, because there's no way. I don't see us getting there in the next couple of minutes. We have units coming.
I think you want the house blown up, then.
No, I don't want the house blown up, sir. I wouldn't have spent this time on the phone with you. I know how long we're talking. We've been talking for 37 minutes. You're timing it just like I am. We have lots of help coming. But just unfortunately, because of traffic, we're not going to be able to get our SWAT team to deliver you the money in the time frame that you need. Unfortunately, you're going to have to accept it from an officer that's there now, if you want the money now, or we're going to have to continue to talk.
Have you ever cut your own neck?
Have I ever cut my own neck? Not at all, sir. Have you?
Why does it matter?
Well, no. I mean, you asked me a question, so I figured I would ask it back. I'm not sure. We'll talk about something else. Let's go back to your dog. What's your dog's name?
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
I just wanted to know. Unfortunately, I'm a big dog lover. I have a golden lab. I have a chocolate lab. Hello? Sir, you're still with me? Okay.
Yep.
So your dog sounds like it might be a small dog. Is it a small dog? No, it's not a small dog?
No.
What type? How big? It's a big breed, right? So it's
two pit bulls.
Two pit bulls?
Yes.
Okay. Are they male or female?
Both males. One's name is Vicious, one's name is Killer.
One's name's Vicious and one's name's Killer?
Yep.
Okay. And that's fine. Now, are you going to take your dogs with you?
Yes.
You are going to take it. Now, do you want dog crates in the vehicles?
No.
Or are you just going to throw them in the car with you?
They're going to come with me. No crates because they don't like them.
They don't like crates? Okay, I just wasn't sure because Sorry?
And if any cops try to attack me when I come into the SWAT vehicle, my dogs will attack.
Okay, so I will make sure that they know once the SWAT vehicle gets on scene, which is what you've requested as a getaway vehicle, we will make sure that officers are not near the vehicle, and if they do come near it, you will get your dogs to attack them.
Well, I'm not fine.
Sorry, sir?
5 minutes. Been
25
minutes? 25.
I understand, sir. I'm not going to lie to you. I can't give you a time frame, sir. They're driving. I don't know traffic. I'm not sitting with them. All I can see is a map that's delayed probably 5 minutes. I'll give you the best information I can, but there's no way that I can tell you the exact time that they're going to be there. Is there any other way that you would accept any other vehicle?
Nope.
No, it's got to be that type of vehicle?
Yep.
I suppose you want the common, you want a full tank of gas in it?
Yep.
Okay, full tank of gas. Do you need a GPS or anything like that? I'm not sure where you're going.
Nope.
Not asking where you're going. I'm just wondering if you need anything else.
Well, I'm going to hang up, and once I see SWAT, I will call back.
Okay, well, there's no point in hanging up. You don't have
yes,
to talk
sir.
To me. Just stay on the line with me.
Nope.
I mean, I've done everything I can do for you so far, sir.
All right, bye.
Stay on the phone with me.
Nope,
listen.
Not sitting on the phone. I will call you back once I see SWAT. Goodbye.
Okay, are you going to call?